Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to a land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So I know I share a lot of stories about outdoor ministry, but up until this point, that's probably been my longest ministry encounter. And, you know, one day I will be sharing stories about, you know, back when I was in Wisconsin Dells. But alas, working in outdoor ministry has been one of the most rewarding while simultaneously being one of the most exhausting experiences of my life. Each week we would start on Sunday, where we would gather together to welcome in the large wave of campers, often in the brutal heat with no trees. It was in North Dakota after all, so finding solace in the shade of a giant maple was not as easy as it is to do here. We would gather and wait for the first camper to arrive, and when they did, it was go time. We would then be going for the next 120 hours, with only an hour off each day for our team meetings and to, of course, sneak as much coffee as we could without the campers noticing. Even during meals, the focus was first to make sure that the kids were eating, drinking enough water, and connecting with one another. The week then would end with a worship to say farewell to the kiddos. Then we would do our cleaning and weekly projects to get ready for the next wave of campers. But more important than the cleaning and yard projects to get ready for the next week would be how we spent the next 48 hours of personal time. Some would go on canoe or kayak trips without needing to watch children. Some would go into town to just get away from camp for a short time. And I had this friend of mine, Johnny, who would spend hours upon hours on the basketball court just shooting hoops by himself, missing most of them, but it's what he enjoyed doing. It was so important that we all learned what we needed to do to recharge, rest, and reconnect with the Almighty Creator. Now, those who squandered this time learned very quickly how burnt out they would become the next week. They would get sick, make silly mistakes, or hurt themselves doing the most basic of things because they were well past their breaking point. We find out very quickly that when we don't rest, we tend to be forced to rest in a way that is beyond our own choosing. See, Sabbath rest is not just a mandate from God, but it is a gift of grace that tells us we are able to slow down, that we can take a moment and all will be okay, to leave tomorrow's problems for tomorrow and focus only on today. This is the kind of rest that Jesus is inviting his disciples into upon their return, after having been sent out to do endless preaching, teaching, and healing. And while it doesn't appear in this gospel telling, in the Gospel of Matthew, we see that Jesus even goes away to pray, grieve, and rest after the beheading of his cousin John that many of us heard about last week. We rest first and foremost because God makes it so, in recognizing the inherent dignity of each individual in needing this rest. We rest also so we might continue to do the work of God in the world through the Holy Spirit that calls us to, in all things, point back to our Savior Jesus Christ. It is in our pointing that others might recognize Christ in their lives. In this text, the disciples, having returned to Jesus after being sent out, they see these great crowds of people recognizing who Jesus is. Now, this isn't just because of the things that Jesus has done for them, but because of what the apostles did while they were being sent out. The people have started to come because they have heard more and more about who this Jesus is and what he teaches. People gather because they have come to know Jesus without even having met him by the ministry of the disciples that were doing this in Jesus' name. This is still what we are called to do in this day, when Christ seems so far away to so many people. It is after our moments of rest that we are to go back out into the world and continue to point to the God of all people. Now, the missing verses, if you didn't notice, there's a big chunk in our gospel text today that was taken out in the lectionary. But these verses can help us understand a little bit more of what this ministry could look like. In these missing verses, we have Jesus walking on water, calming another great wind, and feeding the multitude. Now, the reason it was taken out is because we're going to spend the next 5 weeks looking at this with a sermon series on bread. Nonetheless, people come and those who are hungry are fed. Those who come in fear are calmed. And those who come asking for life are renewed. In Jesus Christ, you are renewed as well. When our ministry gives and promises life to others, it is then that we are pointing to Jesus and allowing people to know him through us. Jesus Christ is not just alive in this place, but goes with you wherever you go. When you walk out of these doors and find yourselves with new people, you are given new opportunities to share in this love, grace, and peace of Jesus Christ. That is how they might come to know you as a disciple and might come to know Jesus in this place. Now, none of us can do this work alone. It is imperative for the life of this church that you do this important work. And if you don't know where to start, you can start by inviting somebody to join you here on Sunday morning. We have these empty pews right up front that I think only our organists sit in on Sunday mornings. That's space that people can be sitting in. I've seen a stat before about why people start attending churches, and 2%, right? 2% is because of advertising, that is Facebook posts, signs, or what have you. 6% start attending a church because of organized visitations. And another 6% is right on my shoulders being invited by the pastor. That leaves another 86%. 86% of people start attending a church because they were invited by a friend. That's you guys. 86% of people start attending a church because in some way they were promised Jesus by those who have already found a place where they feel the love of God. There are so many people that feel as though they are lost, like they need a sheep, like they are sheep without a shepherd. They are wandering looking for a purpose to all of this, right? Looking for hope through the pain and suffering. Looking for a place to rest. Looking for a reprieve and a newness of life like those in Genesaret. They are the refugees, the poor, the hungry, and the lost. They are told that the leaders of the land would be their shepherds. People like Herod would lead them. But instead of being shepherds, these leaders are found as wolves. Now, there is a song that I've listened to probably once or twice a week. It's called Citizens, and it's by a man named John Gira. In the song, he sings about the kingdom of God that is one built upon the love of God as a foundation. That this that we experience is not our home. We are all found as refugees, the poor, the hungry, and the lost, because we are not of this world. The singer goes on to say that God is building a city, a temple, if you look at the Ephesians text, where we arrive as immigrants, and yet God calls us citizens in this place. We arrive at a place that we have not earned, and yet we are told that we are welcome there just as much as anybody else. This is the promise that we as disciples of this city are to proclaim to a weary world, to go out to a people that are exhausted and promise them that there is a shepherd that wards off wolves and offers us life to the fullest. This last year has led us to a lot of new places. When the disciples left for the deserted place to rest, they were heading for Bethsaida, but they ended up in Genesaret. Now, if you look at a map, Genesaret is up here. Bethsaida is over here. They were coming from here. Not really that close. In the unexpected places, we find that ministry still happens. Now, I'm sure very few of us predicted that we would be here a year ago, right? You all had entered into the call process about this time, not knowing who would be standing up here. Certainly not a young guy with his colorful Vans, right? But we find that ministry is still happening. God shows up in the unexpected and will continue to do so. And you find that when you need rest, you will find it in Jesus Christ. And when you get your rest and feel once again that you are filled with the Spirit of God, you will be sent out to grab others by the hand and share with them that they too can find life in this place. Places where we find rest, where we are fed and brought to new life. Places where we know the love of God like a blaze of fire before us. Places where people go to know Jesus Christ, where they can expect Jesus to act on them, to soften their hearts and change their minds and turn their eyes towards the city of God. So I invite you, find your rest. Find your rest for a moment before you go back out into the world, and rest in knowing that God is God and doing many great things. Rest in knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord and our shepherd above all others, that rules with love over greed. Rest in knowing the Spirit of God will lead us where we are meant to be. You will find rest in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church, or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.